the X with OG at a Yankee game. Shit, I made the Yankee hat more famous than a Yankee king. You should know I bleed blue, but I ain't a crypto. But I got a
action.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hello, hello, hello. This is the fourth edition of the Rivalry Podcast.
Number
first
four.
Time you can actually see us.
The hair is as crazy as you, the whatever the photo art says it is.
I am indeed your host, Michael Sears, along with my co-host,
Liam O'Brien.
There he is, Mr. Liam.
How you feeling? I just want to know how you are doing this week. I know it's been rough. Since the last time we recorded.
It was a little emotional on, what was that, Wednesday? But other than that, it sucked. Life has sucked. Baseball sucks. The New York motherfucking Yankees are terrible. That's it.
Tell the people, for those who weren't keeping up, how many wins do the Yankees have since we last recorded?
Single digit number. And that is the number one.
Number one?
Number one. Yeah, they're number
one. How many losses?
Well, I'm not good with math like that. I'm assuming they lost Thursday, right? It was Thursday.
They did.
Then they lost Friday. They won some Saturday. Woo, 5-hour game I had to
watch. No. They won Friday, lost Saturday.
Did they? No, I thought they lost Friday.
No, they won Friday 4-3, and then they lost six straight.
Yes, they were down in 4-3.
Yep.
And then Saturday, that 5-hour marathon game, that was the most boringest game I've ever watched.
So ever since you tweeted, will the Yankees ever lose a game again?
They won one.
That was a little while ago. That was when they were on the 13-game winning streak. But ever since then, they are now 10 and 2 in that stretch, or 2-10.
2-10.
2-10. My bad.
2-10. Yes.
Little blooper. You would have wished they were 10-2.
I would have wished they were 12-0. and then last week, I proclaimed that Gerrit Cole was the Cy Young Award winner.
Dead. And I remember.
And then he pulls a hammy, which was kind of upsetting because I was very scared.
You know what's crazy about that? He pulled his hammy, and in the same week, Lance Lynn came back.
I think it's Robbie's race to lose now.
Oh, you think so?
I think so. I think he's the favorite.
Yeah, he had one hell of a fucking month.
It's fucking incredible.
He's been pitching like that all season though, and just hasn't gotten any credit. I hate watching him pitch though.
Oh, he's a weird
can't fucking
guy,
listen yeah. to him, bro.
He's a weird guy. Grunts.
I feel like I'm watching the fucking grunts. Wimbledon.
Yeah, he grunts, right?
Yeah, every pitch.
It's fucking weird.
I don't know why. Evaldi grunts sometimes, but Robbie Wright is every fucking pitch, bro. I feel like I'm watching tennis.
Let's start with the main problem with this New York Yankees team, and that is Mr. Joey Gallo. Mr. Joey.
No more love?
Gallo. Oh, the love is gone. The love is gone. He's batting a whopping maybe 112 now as a New York Yankee.
I'll give you the stat right now.
I know he's over 50% strikeout rate as a Yankee.
That's insane. He's batting 133.
Yes, he's absolutely awful. He looks lost at the plate. Doesn't know what the hell he's doing. It's either going to be a strikeout or a three-pitch strikeout.
It is exactly a 50% strikeout rate. 64 strikeouts and 128 at-bats.
That's beautiful. Exactly what you want out of a guy you get another year of.
Yep.
Watch this all again next year too.
And then three double plays when he has notoriously not grounded into double plays, which is what the Yankees wanted.
Hey, great teams ground into double plays.
Exactly. He went from a shitty team where he didn't ground into double plays, and then went to a great team and started grounding into double plays. I mean,
can't go wrong.
Just prove
that.
Aaron Boone right.
Yeah. Put the Aaron World Boone, Series the, back on, baby.
The next fucking Socrates, bro.
Fucking put the champagne on ice. Get the Canyon Heroes running.
You just proved your point, bro. The New York Yankees are fucking great.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
They're so great that they had a 4-game lead on the Blue Jays going into this weekend, or this week, I should say, in the wild card. And now there's only a 0.5-game lead.
Yeah.
The Blue Jays swept them.
And I think the A's are what, a game back of us?
Or are they two? I have the standings right here. The A's are two games back, along with Seattle, also two games back. The Red Sox now have a one game lead on the Yankees, thanks to that loss yesterday. With a very interesting series coming up for the Red Sox.
Two interesting series, I think, for both teams.
You think the for the White Sox also?
It's interesting? No, the Yankees.
The Red Sox and the Yankees. I got you.
Yes.
I think that Mets Yankees series is interesting. The battle of the New York trash.
Especially during this is smart by baseball to do it this weekend too.
Yeah, I think so.
I think tomorrow.
That ceremony tomorrow will be nice.
Yeah, they're getting a lot of people.
Are they really?
Yeah, I think what's his name? Piazza's throwing first pitch to Torrey, which I don't understand why.
Yeah.
I don't get Torrey. I understand he's the Yankee manager, but
yeah,
it doesn't make sense. And then they're going to have like a bunch of 2001 Mets players there.
That's dope. It's at City Field or is it at?
Yeah, it's at City Field.
Okay.
The stadium that's on an angle. Absolute worst stadium I've been to. Don't like it at all.
Really?
Nah, I'm not a big fan of it.
I've only been there once.
You're sitting on an angle, it feels like. The stadium goes like that. That's how you're watching. You're not straight on.
That's good podcasting right there, doing a little visual. Doing a little visual for the people that can't see it.
I finally got a camera. I can finally do it. But I'm not a big fan. But it should be a fun series. Both teams suck. Baseball in New York is awful. And I don't care who you root for.
Got any pitching matchups for me?
No idea. No idea. I'm very unprepared. I'm winging this all from the heart because this team is god awful.
Let me pull up some matchups for you. I think Montgomery's
Jordan Montgomery tonight against Tyler McGill. McGill. Who? Again, not good with names. He's awful. He's got a 4.20 ERA. There we go.
There you go.
And then you got the Klubot against Walker,
whose ERA did not go great for him last time.
Walker's ERA is skyrocketing. He was an all-star. And then Sunday.
Wow, that's crazy. He's up to 4.15.
Yeah, he was
holy
good.
Shit.
And then Carrasco Cookies against a TBD, who I hope is Luis Gil or Hill. Heel.
Has he given up a run yet?
No. No. That's insane. No. He only pitched 3 or 4 innings the other night.
Yeah, he had like 6 walks in those 4 innings. How the fuck did he not give up a run? Too.
I think he had bases loaded, 1 out.
That's insane.
Yeah.
The fact that he still isn't giving up a run.
This New York Yankees team is in a downfall. It's something
very much so.
Something to watch. Your Red Sox are in first place now. It goes through Boston.
First wild card spot. No, I wouldn't call it first place.
First place
place in the wild card. But yeah, the Red Sox, since we last recorded, have played also. They've also played 7 games because we recorded that Thursday. Huge.
That Thursday
I mean, we were talking last Thursday about how the Red Sox, if they could pick up the win with the COVID Sox and force a split there, that would be one of the biggest splits of the season. And Eddie Rodriguez, I mean, just goes out, absolutely shoves for 6 innings. Was it 6 or 7? Let me pull up some stats right here.
Yeah, you're the stats guy.
Oh, fucking. Today. Yeah, I know. This was so long ago now. Jesus.
Yeah.
6 innings, 4 hits, no runs, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts. And then Garrett Richards, who has been the best part of the bullpen since he's moved there, comes in and gives you the last 3 innings, 1 hit, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts in 3 innings. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that. They came up big when you fucking needed them. Then the Red Sox went on and played 3 against the Indians.
Good old Cleveland Indians.
The Indians. They won the first 2. The second game, I think, is the one where they gave it up in the 9th inning. Yeah, they were winning 3-0, gave up 3 runs in the 9th inning, and then Verdugo walks it off.
Is it Barnes pitching that 9th?
No, Barnes is still on the COVID IL.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I forget who was pitching. I think it was Ottavino.
How many guys got on that IL now? 16, right?
12, 16. Bogarts came back today.
That's less. One less.
Yeah.
Still a ton of people on that IL list.
It was Ottavino. because he got the win.
Oh, yes. I remember because he was on my fantasy team.
Yeah. And then Verdugo walks off that game. The next game is just, I don't know, it's a shitter. You don't like to see it, giving up 11 runs to the Indians, but it happens. It did happen. That was the game that they called up Cutter Crawford for. Wasn't a great debut, but didn't really expect it to be. Wasn't supposed to be anything too special. And then you get three against the Rays. And let me tell you something, bro. I fucking hate the Rays.
Yeah, I don't want to play them.
We are done playing them this season, bro. Oh, my God. They just don't fucking go away ever. Holy shit. Let's talk about this Monday night game against the fucking Rays, because this was one of the craziest games I have ever seen. The Red Sox go up 7-1 in the second inning. And that is Sales on the mound for this game. How the fuck did people get on in the fourth inning when this shit show started to happen?
What day was this, Monday?
Yeah, this was Monday. So we get a single. Oh, no, I'm reading from the wrong way. It was two. What the fuck was that?
The you hell was that? That?
I have no idea, but that fucking hit my ears.
That was fucking creepy.
Yeah, that was nuts.
Holy shit, that scared the fuck out of me. You got a lot of scorn. Jonathan Araiza.
Oh, here we go. Okay. I was reading it the wrong way. So we get two outs right away. Fly out to Verdugo, and then fly out to JD. Then you get a single on a soft ground ball. I remember texting you this day. I was like, bro, the Rays in the first four innings had like four infield hits. It was the fucking most bizarre thing I've ever seen. I think they had three hits with two of them were in the 50-mile-an-hour exit velocity range, and two of them were in the 75-mile-an-hour exit velocity range, and they were just both all dribblers down the third base line. It was fucking incredible. And top of the fourth inning, you get Austin Meadows to fly out, Francisco Mejia to fly out. Two outs. Starts off the inning beautifully. You think you're about to soar through, right? Then you get three singles in a row. Nelson Cruz comes up and hits a fly ball to Verdugo. Looks like a can of corn, and all of a sudden the sun is in his eyes, and he drops it, and everybody scores. So now it's a 7-5 game. What was a 7-1 game is just a 7-5 game, just like that. You get out of the inning.
That was Cruz, right?
Yeah, that was Cruz. Get out of the inning. You give up a run in the sixth, but then you score a run in the sixth. Then you give up a run in the seventh, but then you score a run in the seventh. So you're still up by two. Then you give up a run in the eighth. Then you give up a run in the ninth. And all of a sudden, you're tied. Then you give up two runs in the 10th and then only score one. So they end up fucking losing a game that they had originally led 7-1 and looked like it was over.
What about intentional balk, too? Balk.
Yeah, the intentional balk was crazy. But I didn't mention that the way they scored in that ninth inning, I'm pretty sure there was two outs already. Oh, no. It was the leadoff batter. So the Red Sox were up by one run. This is incredible, actually. Red Sox were up by one run, and Austin Meadows comes and hits a fly ball off the center field wall. Verdugo tries to jump for it. He probably could have caught it, but he didn't. And it's a fucking inside the park home run, and that's how they tie the game up. It was fucking bizarre, that game on Monday. Then in the 10th inning, Wander Franco got out, which is honestly unbelievable because he never gets out against the Red Sox. And then Nelson Cruz hits a single. And then Nelson Cruz also got to second on this play on something that was just a shitty throw by Vasquez. He should have been out by a mile. And then you have Brandon Lau single and scores Cruz, which fucking sucks. Because now you're down by two. When you're down by one in extras now, it's not that big of a deal. But getting down by two is rough on somebody that should have never been on base. And then you start off the 10th good. Jose Iglesias gives you a little single to right field. You score a run right away, have a man on base with nobody out. And nothing really pans out. They ended up They ended up loading the bases. They loaded the bases. No, they didn't hit into a double play. Schwarber struck out. Renfroe got on an error. And then J.D. Martinez lined out to the right fielder. Hit the ball hard. I think they intentionally walked Devers. Or it was an unintentional walk. And then Kevin Plawecki grounded out with the bases loaded to end the game. So, I mean, that game, you should have fucking won it. But at the same time, man, I fucking hate the Rays, bro.
Yeah, they are.
I can't stand them.
They are.
They never stop. They're
on everybody's side.
It's unbelievable.
And they were projected to go third or fourth in this division.
That's but they're always like this. It's crazy. Even the years that they're not good, they're good.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
You got to give credit to Kevin Cash, always.
Oh, you got to give credit to Kevin Cash and that entire front office. I don't know what the fuck they do over there, but.
They're making Nelson Cruz look like 25-year-old.
I know. I know. And he wasn't good when he first came over.
Now he had a little streak.
Then you get the game on Tuesday. The Red Sox just get blown out. It wasn't a great game. They made the score look close at the end, but it didn't really matter. Two back-to-back home runs in the ninth inning. That made the score look a little better, but they still lost by five. But I want to talk about Wednesday because we got to give my boy Hunter Renfroe some fucking love, bro.
Dustin?
That was one of the craziest games I've ever fucking seen.
I will only call him from Dustin from now on.
You're only calling him Dustin?
Yeah, since I know his original name now.
One of the craziest games I've ever seen. So nothing's going on the entire game. Shout out to both McClanahan and Eovaldi. They were both fucking electric. Eovaldi, 7 innings, 3 hits, 2 walks, 8 strikeouts. And then you have McClanahan, 5 innings, 3 hits, 1 walk. They both looked incredible. But nobody scores. And then the eighth inning comes around. Mind you, before the eighth inning even gets here, Hunter Renfroe already has an outfield assist. And the most in baseball at that. He was already leading the league before this game, which is crazy. And then Nelson Cruz comes up talking about Nelly Cruz. Gives you a little single to score Brandon Lau. The Red Sox are down, and it's looking bleak because the offense hasn't done shit all night. It's not looking great. And then the bottom of the eighth inning happens. And Verdugo singles. And then Schwarber grounds out. Kike lines out. And then who do you think comes up, Sears?
Mr. Dustin.
Mr. Dustin. Hunter Renfroe himself comes up. 2 outs. And I want to give love to David O'Brien on this. Because it was one of his best calls that he's had with the Red Sox.
Yeah, let's go to the phone, baby.
Let's go to the phone. Let's listen to it. I think I sent it to you, right?
You did.
Gotta go to the phone.
Or please. I might have went on Twitter and listened to it. Either or.
I hope I sent it to you, because otherwise there's gonna be a big lull here. Hunter Renfroe goes yard. It was actually the last game the Red Sox played, so it probably won't be that far down.
It was bomb, too.
It was a fucking nuke. And this call was actually awesome.
Come on. I don't know if I heard the right one, because if it was the one I heard, it's kind of like a normal ass home run call.
Which one? Which one did you hear?
I think, is he the radio guy?
No.
Oh, then I must have listened. I'll run.
Is this too loud?
It sounds, I can't even hear it. Thank.
Because it's loud?
Yeah. No, I just can't hear it.
I stopped playing it now.
Oh, can you like play it so I can try and hear it?
Yeah.
Magic. Down run. Yeah, I can't hear it. Oh, there it is.
If you think that's a normal home run call, you just don't listen to Dave O'Brien often, because he doesn't get that excited for fucking anything.
I like the magic. That was a good one.
Yeah, that well he goes before it gets cut out of the video, but before that he said, literally right before the pitch was thrown, he goes, the Red Sox are gonna need a little magic here.
Oh, okay. So it's a little content.
Yeah, exactly. It gets cut out of the video. Okay, and then there's your fucking magic, baby. Hunter Renfroe goes yard. two runs, put the Red Sox on top, 2-1. And then in the top of the ninth inning, the Red Sox get two outs. Last hitter of the game, Danny Santana dives for a ball in center field and misses it. It goes past him. Hunter Renfroe, all his momentum going towards the center field wall, grabs the ball and had to throw it over 300 feet on a one hop to get Brandon Lau at third base. Ends the game. What a fucking night. Hunter Renfroe beat the Rays by himself.
Dustin. It's just funny. I never even knew his name.
And that game also put the Red Sox in the first place wild card spot. They had an off day on Thursday or Friday. No, what's today? Today's Friday. Okay. He had an off day on Thursday, or the Red Sox had an off day on Thursday. The Yankees lose again, giving them an entire one game lead in the wild card.
You think the Red Sox watched?
Feeling pretty comfortable.
You think the Red Sox watched the Yankee game or the football game?
Probably the football game.
You think?
Yeah, they were probably flipping back and forth, but
Cora probably said, "Don't worry, guys, they suck.
They suck. Don't worry, guys. The Yankees fucking blow.
Enjoy the football game. Watch Tom Brady.
Go watch Brady.
Go do his thing." And that's what happened.
Could you imagine if Tom Brady played baseball?
He got drafted by the Expos.
I know. But I'm saying, could you imagine if he chose baseball instead of football? That man would play till he was fucking 65.
Yeah, but he might have sucked. So
yeah. Yeah, well, that's true. But
Michael Jordan played baseball when he was younger too. He sucked.
But Michael Jordan also didn't get drafted. He only played baseball after everybody knew who the fuck he was.
Christ, there's music blasting outside of my window. Right,
I can't hear it. But could you, if Tom Brady was actually good at baseball and came over and played or started his career here and played and actually made it to the majors and was like a decent player,
that man would have had Pete Rose's hitting streak. He never would have
tore his ACL. He would have broke Cal Ripken's record for most consecutive games.
Pete Rose's streak would have been gone.
Barry Bonds' streak would have been gone.
Ricky Henderson's streak.
Even if he wasn't a home run hitter, he would just break Barry Bonds' record just from pure fucking games played. From a games played standpoint, it would be fucking nuts.
I heard this cool tidbit about Brady last night. And I know we're off the rails right now, but he's never played a game that has not counted.
No, never in his career.
That is incredible. He's played 21 full seasons.
Yeah, and every single game is counted.
That ACL season, too, I think. I think they count that as his 22nd. But so for 21 years, he's never played a game with his team out of contention.
Mm-mm. Which is nuts.
Yeah, which is crazy.
He won the Super Bowls last year with the Patriots, right?
No.
Okay, it was the year before that?
Lost in the wild card game to the Titans.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember.
Yeah, they won the
threw a pick six for his last pick throw ever. Yeah.
Throw as a Patriot, yes. Yep. But let's go back to New York Yankees.
Yeah, we're getting a little off track here. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about the Orioles series first.
No. I'm grabbing the mic. The mic is coming close.
Come on.
Aaron Boone, please stop pitching Andrew fucking Heaney, okay? Please stop it. We don't want to see him. I don't care. I don't care if Sal Romano pitches every goddamn game. I do not want to see Andrew Heaney anymore. I don't care how bad the bullpen is right now. I don't care how tired they are. I'd rather Gleyber Torres come from short to pitch than Andrew Heaney. Please DFA this guy. Please DFA him.
I saw a tweet from Hubs, and it said that the Yankees gave up nothing for Andrew Heaney and still lost the trade.
Yeah. Oh, I saw that too. Hubs, I hate your guts. If you ever listen, you're a loser, a moron.
I think the Red Sox
100% correct on that.
I think the Red Sox traded a prospect to the Angels to give the Yankees Andrew Heaney, knowing what he would be.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Heim Bloom.
Red Sox just knew. But please, God, please stop giving him the baseball.
I don't understand why he's still getting it.
I'll go out there. He says, Boone said, because everybody's worn down.
He is literally Martin Perez.
He's just awful.
He might be worse than Martin Perez.
I think he is. But going to the Oriole series, that might have been the most boring 3 days of baseball I've ever watched in my life. There was no energy anywhere.
Games you won the first game. Come on, where's the energy?
There was no energy. The games took 6 hours long in every single one. It was just the most boringest series I've ever watched in baseball. And I watched all 29 innings of that. It was brutal. Absolutely brutal.
You almost got swept.
I wish we did.
You almost did. You almost did. You won the first game in extras.
Yeah. And they should have lost that one. Yeah. Should have lost that one. Then Saturday.
The second game was also in extras, wasn't it?
No, I don't think so. I think they lost that.
Chapman gave up that run in the top of the ninth. It was tied.
Yeah, it was absolutely brutal series, boring. Nothing to talk about besides how the Baltimore Orioles own the New York Yankees now.
Yeah, they do.
They have, what, 6-7 wins against them? The most. Anybody in the division.
I think the Red Sox have played the Orioles. Let me see the remaining schedule to tell you the exact amount, because I think we have 3 games against them left. Yeah, 3 games left. So the Red Sox have played 16 games against the Orioles. The Orioles have only beat the Red Sox 4 times. And that includes getting swept by them in the first series of the season. So other than that sweep, the Red Sox are 12-1 against the Orioles this season.
That's what you're supposed to do, Vince Batty.
Yeah.
guess Aaron Boone didn't get that memo.
Jesus fucking Christ. And the Yankees have another series against them coming up.
Yeah, in Baltimore. I think that's next week.
What you thought was a lock. I don't know. Those O's. Those O's. They aren't a lock.
No, not at all. And the crazy thing is they could have won by more than 2 runs on Friday, too, when we gave that bet. But they just didn't want to win.
Yeah, yeah. I forgot about the bets. How'd they do?
I don't think we won a single one.
Really?
I don't think so. That's why
it's not financial advice.
Never, ever, ever, ever. We don't know what the fuck we're talking about yet.
So then
Gerrit Cole was the Cy Young Award winner last week. Now he's hurt.
Now Robbie Ray. I wonder what those fucking odds were the last time we recorded.
Yeah, well, I would say Robbie Ray. I would say he's still plus money.
You think so?
Yeah, I would think so. I don't think there's an absolute favorite in the.
Let me check for you real quick. While I check for you.
I think the Scherzer is probably minus whatever. I think he's the Cy Young.
Who?
Scherzer?
Scherzer? Really? Max.
Have you seen what he's done in LA?
I thought Buehler would have been.
Scherzer is 5-0 with like a 1.82 ERA. Since he joined the Dodgers.
I want you to talk about what happened when the Blue Jays came into town.
Well, the Blue Jays just came in and waxed us.
Every fucking game.
Every day. Didn't have a lead in any single one of them.
Gerrit Cole is still the favorite.
Is he really?
Mm-hmm. Minus 105. Robbie Ray is plus 135.
Oh, wow. Minus
105. Walker Buehler is plus 140 and Max Scherzer is plus 250.
That's crazy. Didn't Buehler get waxed by the Giants last week?
Yeah.
On Sunday night?
Yeah, but one start doesn't fuck up everything.
No, I understand that, but Max Scherzer has just been so dominant.
Yeah. It's going to come down to this month. That's crazy. They're going to have 2 finalists on their team.
Yeah, and they're going to fight for each other. Don't touch Max Scherzer, though.
Yeah, don't touch Max Scherzer. He would fuck anybody up. He would just look at you, and you'd turn to stone.
Those fucking eyes, bro. Touched by one of the Dodger players, and he just turned around and had like the nastiest look on him. he's an odd duck, Max.
Yeah, bro. He's a weirdo, but weirdos make the best fucking pitchers.
I think he's going to be an Angel next year.
Do you?
I do.
That would be a great move for the Angels.
I think the Angels are just going to spend money.
That would be a great move for the Angels. Is Mike Trout ever fucking coming back? Oh, wait.
Not this year.
Wait. He did. Mike Trout was never hurt this season. You knew that, right? He just came to Boston and started playing right field. Hunter Renfro is fucking Mike Trout.
I was so confused. I was like, didn't he like really hurt himself?
No, he's just Hunter Renfro turned into Mike Trout and then came to Boston.
Okay, okay. So Tampa had him last year. And
he yeah. Tampa DFA'd him. They released him.
Yeah, yeah, they released him.
Or DFA'd him. I don't know what the fuck happened, but they got rid of him.
They love doing those trades with the the Padres.
Yeah, they do. They do love their trades with the Padres, but
Glasnow's confirmed going to San Diego Padres now.
You think so? I think they'll trade him.
Oh, I definitely could see him trading
them. Yeah.
I could, but I don't know if it's going to be the Padres.
They don't, I mean, eventually they're not going to need him. They still have Shane Baz and McClanahan coming up.
Oh, they got their farm system.
It's always ridiculous.
Tampa Bay is the scariest team in baseball. I care.
Not even, they're literally fucking the Dodgers, but they don't spend money.
Yeah. Yeah. Not even. They're not even in like the
top. So whenever their players just get good, they just sell them for more fucking pieces. Yeah. They never have to pay them because they know more people are coming up that are just as fucking good.
It's incredible.
I want to see what team Wander Franco is on in fucking 5 years.
And they have a good shortstop too, Xavier Edwards.
Yeah, I know. Right? Another one.
It's just insane. They traded, didn't they trade that first baseman, the other Lau? They traded him to Texas.
For who?
Oh, I don't know who the hell they traded him for, but they just, I don't think he's been that good. Nate Lowe?
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking
Nate
about.
Lau or Lowe? Brandon Lowe? They're all confusing the Lowe's.
So, this series against the Blue Jays, Yankees didn't have a lead one time.
Yeah.
What do you have to say about that?
Well, the offense is just terrible. It's not as fun anymore. Remember when the Yankees had the most stolen bases, guys? Remember that?
When was that?
Oh, past the All-Star break. Let's okay. let me back up a little bit. But I remember the last time the New York Yankees stole a base since the Oakland series. Couldn't tell you that. So that's fun. It's been sucked out. They just can't hit. They're putting people all over the lineup. DJ batted 5th the other night because Boone doesn't just know what to do with the lineup anymore.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
And it's not fun. It's not fun. Baseball's not fun. Baseball's a game of up and downs.
Baseball gives you the best ups, but it gives you the worst fucking downs.
Oh, yeah. Well, 13 games in a row, I was felt like a man. And then they said, put my clown mask back on, and that's what they did. Just a bunch of frauds. Joey Gallo, terrible. Stanton and Judge, can't complain about. They've been playing well. DJ's been absolutely awful.
DJ's been fucking hard to watch. Yo, I need to ask you a question.
Ooh, questions.
What the fuck is up with the Yankees' defense? I can't talk much because the Red Sox defense is terrible. But the Yankees look like a fucking little league team out there.
Well, that's been the trend since when did Cora become the manager of the Red Sox first?
18.
18? It's been the trend since 2018 when Aaron Boone became manager of the New York Yankees.
Really? The defense just got bad?
Yeah, it's been awful. It's been manager. I don't think it was as bad with Girardi.
Yeah.
It's been just absolutely terrible. And the base running.
Yeah, the base running is fucking awful too. The Red Sox also have awful base running, so it's all about offense, baby.
But it's been a stretch of years of this.
Yeah,
maybe this has been your first year of bad base running and bad defense. It's been like
no, the Red Sox never had great defense because they have Devers and Xander in the infield, both not great defenders. Moreland always made up for it; he was great. But Dahlbeck's starting to come around a little bit. Our outfield defense has always been amazing.
The Yankees defense is just awful. They haven't been good since 2018. It's just, it all went downhill when Didi went away. Really, yeah. If you think about it. Ever since Didi went away.
When you had to put Glaber at short, that was the fucking downfall. Yeah. I always said that Glaber was never going to be a shortstop, and no one ever wanted to believe me.
The crazy thing is, in the minor leagues, I think he played third base too.
Did he really?
I think he played a few third base games.
And what the fuck happened to Gio Urshela?
Yeah, I know.
He can't field the fucking ball now either.
I know. He was my bank for Gold Glove at third base still.
Yeah, now he can't fucking field the ball.
You see the Torres play the other night? Had the ball in his hand.
Yeah, and then dropped it.
Just dropped it. Like, out of his hand. Like, how does that happen?
I have no fucking clue, bro.
No stick-em, no spider tag.
Yeah, bro, he couldn't get his grip on the ball. I think
I'm curious. What was it like when a pitcher threw a baseball that had spider tack on it and it got like hit for a ground ball?
It probably made it easier to make plays.
You think?
Probably stuck in your glove.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. What do you think it would stay there?
Yeah.
Because like that thing is fucking crazy, the spider tack.
Yeah.
I never thought of that actually till right the second.
And then it's got to be confusing the first couple times that you get it and try to throw it.
Yeah.
You definitely have to practice with it.
You definitely feel it still, right?
Yeah.
It just doesn't
just go away.
Because the ball it's all over the ball.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, that's probably weird.
You got to practice with it.
I've never thought about it till right this second for some reason. Never thought of the fielders using it as well. Yeah. Maybe that's why Joey Gallo is so good out there. Spider attack.
That's why he throws the ball so fucking hard too. It's the spin rate. It's just deceptive. It's not actually coming in that hard.
We're coming on to things on this podcast now. Holy shit. Never thought of that. Fielders getting spider attack with it. Oh wow.
What if the fielders are the ones with it in their gloves now?
Ooh. That's a good one. I wonder what Andrew Heaney.
But they would just throw the ball out after.
Yeah, that's true too. But like I feel like it's so stupid for pitchers that like get shelled and then they have to go through like the spider tack. Like, why? Like, you just saw him give up 10 runs. You think if he had spider tack, he would give up 10 runs?
I saw a tweet when Carrabba's posted a tweet of Garrett Cole getting checked after he gave up 6 or 7 runs to the Red Sox that one game at Fenway Park. I was about to say Red Sox Stadium. And he posted a video of Garrett Cole getting checked for spider tack. And one of the first comments was like, checking Garrett Cole for spider tack after that is like checking a 200 hitter for steroids.
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make no sense.
Why do you think he has spider tack? Wouldn't you think he would have struck out the side and gave up maybe 1 or 2 runs instead of the 7 to 8 that he did? Like, it makes no sense to me. It's so stupid.
fuck Garrett Cole, bro. He's gonna get shelled in the wild card game. The Red Sox own him.
You wanted Baldy to be the pitcher, right?
If the Red Sox play the Yankees or the Rays, I want Valdi to pitch. And if the Red
you think
Sox,
the
play,
you think the Rays?
Not the Rays. I mean the Rays. I mean the
Blue Jays.
The Blue Jays. The Yankees or the Blue Jays. I want Valdi to pitch. The Mariners, I want Sale to pitch. I would also throw Eovaldi in the A's one too.
Yeah, Eovaldi owns the Yankees.
Yeah, he does. The only one I would want Sale to pitch is the Mariners. If Sale doesn't pitch in the wild card game, he just pitches game one of the ALDS.
Yeah, which doesn't.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
Eovaldi owns the Yankees.
Eovaldi is going to be huge in the playoffs, and so is Erod.
Eovaldi just makes the Yankees look stupid every single time. He usually would go out there and throw 6 innings of probably 3 or 4 hit ball. The Yankees just chasing every curve ball.
Yeah, every single one. It's incredible.
They just fucking suck. Oh, they are an awful baseball team.
I wanna bring something up.
All right, bring it up.
Last week, right after we recorded, right?
Mm-hmm.
I texted you and I said, I sent pictures of Bobby Dalbec's stats from August, right? 339 average, 431 on base percentage, 774 slugging, 12 runs, 21 hits, 7 RBI, 7 home runs, 21 RBIs. I said, player of the month.
And like a minute later.
And then I said, better than Rizzo. And you said, whoa, don't attack my guys. And if you are, save it for the pod. So I am. I'm saving it for the pod. And I have a tweet for you. I want to read you some stats.
Well, Rizzo hasn't played that good either. He's back 249.
Since the All-Star game, Bobby Dalbec, 10 home runs, one triple, eight doubles, 33 RBIs, 297 average. This isn't just since the the trade deadline. This is since the All-Star break.
And I also don't understand why you're attacking my guy. My guy wasn't even in the running for this award.
I'm just saying.
Why should you take shots at Jose Abreu out in Chicago?
No, I'm not talking about. I'm not talking about for just this month. I'm just talking about the better than Rizzo comment.
Oh, okay. Well, fine.
367 on base, 636 slugging, 1012 OPS. Joey Gallo and Anthony Rizzo combined since the All-Star
game. Oh, that's not fair.
Come
that's
on. Not fair. No, combined.
Throwing in Joey Gallo.
No, because I'm talking about the cumulative stats, right?
You're still throwing in that 139.
I'll do just Dahlbeck versus Rizzo after this.
Okay.
But for the cumulative, I won't even say the average for that.
Can I guess the batting average?
For both of them combined?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Under 200, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it's 178.
191.
Wow, they're actually a lot higher than I thought.
But Gallo and Rizzo since the All-Star break, 15 homers. Dahlbeck since the All-Star break, 10 homers. One triple for both of them. 12 doubles for Gallo and Rizzo, 8 doubles for Dahlbeck. 37 RBIs for Gallo and Rizzo, 33 RBIs for Dahlbeck.
How many RBIs for Gallo and Rizzo?
37.
So it sounds like we won all those categories.
But that's two players combined that are supposed to be huge pieces for you moving forward. They're slugging 389 combined.
That's awful.
Awful.
But what is Joey's Gallo's just stats in that? His stats. I would think Gallo has, what, 4 or 5 home runs?
Ready? Since the July 30th trade deadline, this comes from Mr. Carrabas. This was about a week ago. This was on September 3rd. So these stats have changed just a little bit. But since the July 30th trade deadline, Kyle Schwarber, 339 batting average with a 1.032 OPS. Bobby Dahlbeck, 338 batting average with a 1.160 OPS. And then Joey Gallo, 139 batting average with a 634 OPS, and Anthony Rizzo 250 batting average with a 784 OPS.
Those Gallo stats sound pretty good to me.
Yeah, they do that.
Yeah, I would want that guy on my baseball team. Playing every day. Could go wrong.
Bobby Dahlbeck has the highest slugging percentage in the American League since July 31st. You know who's second in that category?
Jose Abreu.
Hunter Renfro.
Oh, wow.
Dustin.
Good old Dustin. My man, green eggs and ham. I tell you, the Yankees just suck.
Yeah, they do.
Hey, don't Let's be mad about, on October 5th. They beat you.
Let's talk about some upcoming series. You already did. You talked about the Yankees a little bit.
Can't wait for that.
Yeah, the Yankees-Mets is going to be fun to watch.
Soundboard for that day, too.
Oh, will you?
We'll record a podcast. Not day up because I'm going to be going if they ain't stadium.
Which one?
October 5th. I'm going.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking future here.
I'm talking the next coming series, right?
I know what you're talking about. I'm just predicting here.
The Red Sox.
I'll have funeral. I'll play taps for you the whole nine.
It's the Red Sox for the against the White Sox for these next three coming games. Got some good pitching matchups here.
And you were very excited about this pitching matchup.
I was so excited for these pitching matchups, and then I get a tweet this morning. Chris Sale tests positive for COVID.
Wait, before we get into that, the COVID. Let's talk about the COVID for a second.
All right, let's talk about the COVID before we get into the series.
You think Renfro is going to get anything because of that? What he said yesterday?
Apparently, he came on and said that he was wrong or something like that. And the Red Sox have administered like the most tests in the league since the date that they said to stop. But I think what really happened is that the MLB did tell them to stop testing because they didn't want any more positive tests, especially for a team in the middle of a hunt like this. It would not look good if they had to stop playing games right now. And I think the Red Sox just refused to stop testing is what really happened.
John Heyman had a good tweet yesterday, I think.
About it?
About, yeah. Hunter Renfro was mistaken when he said MLB was asked Red Sox to stop testing amid its outbreak. It's the opposite. There have been a whopping 1,884 tests of Red Sox personnel from August 26th to September 9th. It's a shit ton of tests in that little organization of yours.
Yeah, I know. I think that's what happened is that they told them to stop testing and the Red Sox were just like, no, like, we're not going to fucking do that. That's fucking retarded. Because it is.
He also had another good tweet from last night. He goes, Yankees are still in playoff position, but the way things are going, feels like they're 10 games back.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. It does feel like that.
A 1-0 lead feels like – a 1-0, like when the Yankees are losing, feels like they're losing by 100 now.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. For sure. Especially the way the offense is playing.
They give you false hope every night. Back-to-back nights with 2-run homers to tie the games, and then the pitching just plummets.
It's bad. It's the bullpen.
Yeah, bullpen sucks. That's their bread and butter. What's his name? Freeing up $14 million cap space stuff. Thank you, Zach Britton. He won't be a New York Yankee next year. He'll probably be cut.
You think so?
Well, he's going to miss the entire year next year.
Oh, is he really?
He's getting Tommy John.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he's getting Tommy John.
He's fucked.
Yeah, he's gone.
But I was excited for these pitching matchups coming up.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
In theory, it would have been Hauk Rodon tonight. Tomorrow would have been Dylan Cease against Connor Siebold making his Major League debut, who I am very, very excited to see.
Excited because every time I ask to trade somebody in MLB The Show, Connor Siebold is like the first guy the Red Sox off.
Really?
they just want to get rid of him.
he's supposed to be really fucking good.
They just want to get they just say we're done with this guy.
They got him in the Brendan Workman trade to the Phillies.
Okay. Wow.
Mm-hmm. They got him and Pivetta, both of whom have been very good.
I knew Pivetta was a Philly.
And then the last matchup of the series was supposed to be Chris Sale against Lance Lynn, which would have been incredible.
Yeah, that's a great pick.
That would have been incredible. But then Sale goes down with COVID. So now I think you got Hauk tonight, Siebold tomorrow, and Richards on Sunday. I think it's going to end up being. Which, I mean, it is what it is.
You think Hauk goes and faces this White Sox lineup 3 times?
No.
No?
Mm-mm, absolutely not. I think he gives you 5, but he only faces the lineup twice.
Yeah, you don't want him facing.
I don't want him facing the lineup 3 times, especially you can't use Richards out of the bullpen tonight. But you had that day off yesterday. Everyone in the bullpen who is actually there because of COVID. But everyone who's actually in the bullpen should be healthy. So, or not healthy, ready to go. They had a little rest day. So, I think they'll be good.
Yeah, that's
especially after that game that Evaldi gave you the other night. You only had to use Josh Taylor for less than an inning, Garrett Richards for less than an inning, and then you could use Hansel Robles for one whole inning. So, they should be all right.
As a collective group of MLB, we should just let the Astros and the White Sox continue winning and try our hardest to beat the Rays. So the Rays don't get the best record in baseball.
Yeah. Imagine if the World Series has to go into fucking Tampa, bro. That's a shit show.
Oh, it's awful. I think they have like
the worst stadium in all of sports.
I'm finally looking up some stats. I just want to see how high they are up on the standings. I think they're like.
Oh, I got you here.
I think they're at least 6 games, 7 games up on the.
They have 88 wins in Houston has 81.
Yeah, 7.
The Giants have a better record than them currently, though.
That doesn't help us.
I know it doesn't help us, but the World Series they would not have currently. If the season ended today, they would not have home field advantage in the World Series.
We don't want them to get to the World
Series. Yeah, we don't. I mean, yeah, that's fucking true too.
I'd rather you guys get it to the World Series than the fucking Rays.
I mean,
I hate those guys now.
You just got to get hot at the right time. And the Red Sox have the ability to get hot if everyone gets healthy.
The Yankees have that too.
Yeah, they do. But I mean,
they're going to get hot. They're going to get hot October 4th, win against those Boston Red Sox in that wild card game.
I lose in five. I think that game. I think that game goes to whoever has home field advantage.
I agree. I think home field advantage will play a major factor.
Yeah, that's why I think it's so big for the Red Sox to win this series against the White Sox. And then you got some.
And then you got three.
You got a series against the Mariners. That's going to be huge after this. And then you got the Orioles and the Mets. You need to win every single one of those five games.
Wait, two-game series against the Mets?
Yeah, two-game series against the Mets and Fenway.
Those are so dumb two-game series. Like, why even waste money on a hotel and go down there for 2 days?
I don't know, right? That sucks. I mean, it would make sense if they just played it. They should have played the one earlier this year in Fenway Park and then played this one in Citi Field. Actually, I lied, because they're home against the Yankees that next series. I thought they were in New York. That would make no sense.
Yeah, they go to Fenway for that series, right?
Yeah. And then three games against the Nationals at the end. The Red Sox have a path to the playoffs if they want.
When is that Yankee Red Sox series? It's coming up like a week or two, no?
It starts on the 24th. 24th, 25th, 26th. It's a weekend series. It'll probably be Sunday Night Baseball.
Yeah, I know that game is still to be determined.
Yeah, it'll probably end up being Sunday Night Baseball.
Time is determined.
The Yankees have a long home road stretch to end, and then they have three against the Rays. The Yankees do not have an easy schedule coming up. I'm talking about the last three series of the season.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So they have the Red Sox, then the Blue Jays, and then the Rays.
Yeah, that's not
fun. Ideal.
No, I think they're all three-game series. So they can go 0-9.
Oh, the Red Sox have six games left against the Orioles.
So you lied to everybody in the beginning?
I did. I really did. Holy shit. I didn't even realize that. I'm fucking stupid.
Fake
I was
news
watching.
Guy over here.
They have three against the Orioles after the Mariners series, two against the Mets, and then they play three against the Yankees and three against the Orioles again. The Red Sox have their path to the postseason, man. They just need to win the games that they should win.
I think it's a foregone conclusion. It's going to be two teams from the AL East that make the...
Oh, 100%. There's going to be three teams from the AL East. There's going to be three teams from the AL East in the playoffs, for sure.
Yeah,
I don't even think that's a question. Because if either the Red Sox or the Yankees don't make it, the Blue Jays are 100% going to be the other team.
Yeah, the Blue Jays will beat them, the other team. I don't think the A's have it. And the Mariners are just the Mariners.
Yeah, the Mariners are just going to fold like they always do.
Always. We're getting close to playoff baseball. I can't wait for that.
I can't wait. Red Sox have 20 games left.
Do math real quick. Let me just go to calculator. So that is nowhere near.
Well, you can't fucking count?
62 plus 78? No, I can't. It's 140. So the Yankees have 22 games left, too.
Red Sox have 20.
They're at 140.
3, 6, 9... 11,
yeah, it made you confused about
14,
that
right 17, now. 20. The Red Sox have 20.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. I was correct.
You were. Look at you.
Thank you for Apple's calculator.
Regular MIT student right here.
Yep. I got my bachelor's in
counting.
Math. It's over here somewhere behind the wall. You won't see it. It's blended in.
Let's give some betting advice for some Saturday baseball.
I thought you were about to give some shout outs because wasn't the last episode a lot of shout outs?
No, that was episode two. Yeah. A lot of shout outs.
A lot of shout outs in that one.
Let's give some betting advice.
I'll give a shout out.
Who do you got a shout out for?
Aaron Boone. Stop pitching Andrew Heaney. Shout out.
Shout out to that.
I have a shout out. You want it? Red Sox. Stop getting COVID. Shout out.
That's possible, though.
let's give some Saturday games. I love the Giants minus 1.5.
Yeah, I do too. Guzman. That was the first thing I was like.
This is not financial advice.
Never will be.
Never will be. Never will be. If you're ever coming to listen to the rivalry, thinking we're gonna spit some financial advice on you, you've come to the wrong fucking place.
And if we ever do, send us some money.
Yeah. If we ever do say it's financial advice and you win the bet, automatic $5 commission.
Yeah. For every bet that you win. Then you can sue us after we lose.
No, you can't sue us. Ignore that.
Yeah. I like Guzman. The A's against the Rangers.
Fucking moron.
What did I say?
You said Guzman.
What is his name?
Gausman.
Tomato, tomato. I've heard it both ways.
I give me the Red Sox some love. Give me some Connor Siebold. First game, major league debut, money line baseball action on Saturday night. Come on, lock it in. Red Sox money line Saturday. You'll probably get plus money on that bet.
Hey, it's football Sunday too. I love
Niners 7.5 against the Lions,
and Washington football team plus 1 against the Chargers.
I love Eagles money line against the Falcons.
Plus 3. Take the points.
Take the points. They didn't know they were plus.
No, they're not favorite in that game.
I don't know. They could be. The fucking Falcons suck too.
You got Jalen Hurts as a quarterback.
So?
He sucks.
Who do the Falcons have? Other than Calvin Ridley.
Kyle Pitts.
We have Zach Ertz.
Zach Dak.
And Goddard.
If anybody's Jets fans, love Zach Wilson. Big Zach Wilson guy here.
I love Zach Wilson too. I think Zach Wilson's the best quarterback in this draft.
You said his name wrong. His name is Mac Jones.
I also love the Brewers minus 1.5. On Saturday, Corbin Burns on the mound against the Indians.
You love this minus 1.5.
I do. I mean, when the Aces are going, you got to give them minus 1.5. I like Dodgers-Padres
this weekend, too.
I like Reds' money line. Ooh, we have Dodgers-Padres. In game one, I'm going to go Dodgers.
Well, Bueller on the mound.
Yeah.
I like Paddock, though.
I do like Paddock, but game one, I'm gonna go Bueller. So let me list these out for you guys. And give me Morton too. We got a lot of games here. Give me Dodgers money line.
We're just gonna pick all of them.
Give me Braves. No, not all of them.
Use whatever one you want, guys.
I said 4 or 5. So this is not financial. every game. If you put in this parlay, you are guaranteed to win. Okay, ready?
Oh, he's guaranteeing it. What are you, Joe Namath?
No, not financial advice.
Mark Messier?
We got Dodgers, money line. Braves, money line. Reds, money line. Then we got Brewers minus 1.5. Giants minus 1.5. Red Sox, money line is my lock of the day. Lock it in. Connor Siebold is throwing a gem in his debut.
Perfect game?
No. No hitter, possibly.
No hitter.
Tyler. Yeah. Gilbert. No hitter. Perfect game with 9 immaculate innings.
9 immaculate innings. Oh, but wait. How does he give – wait, what?
A perfect game with 9 immaculate innings.
Oh, I thought you said a no hitter with 9 immaculate innings. No. I was going to say, how is that possible?
He went to extras. They lose in extras.
So he has that no hitter for 9 innings.
9 innings, and then he gives up a home run in the first pitch at the bottom of the 10th.
But wouldn't that just like get the whole thing away? I thought he was gonna say he gives up a walk in the 10th, And then another pitcher comes
in. Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right.
And then, right. So he would have and nine no-hit innings.
Yeah.
And then nine immaculate.
Nine immaculate innings. But a no
throw a perfect game. No-hitter. Throw a perfect game through nine, but the or Red just, Sox not going to score a run.
He just comes in the bottom of the 10th and just walks four people. Or walks. He only has to walk three because somebody starts in second.
Yeah, there you go. There we go. And that run wouldn't even count.
Yeah, it wouldn't count. He would still have, he would still go scoreless, like I said.
Wouldn't lock even
it
count.
In. Lock it in.
Wouldn't even count. Wouldn't
that's
even
great.
Count.
So, I think that's a good place to end it. We got a big week of baseball coming up. It should be fun to watch.
No, not if you're a Yankee fan.
Not if you're a Yankee fan, but anyone else?
Oh, I also want to give a shout out to Jeets.
Oh yeah, let's give Jeter a shout out.
Beautiful, beautiful Wednesday.
It was.
It rained for a second, and then the gods said, "There, Jeter."
Jeter may be a little overrated, but he 100% deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
He was Harold Reynolds said it best right before he went up to give a speech. He watched Larry Walker, the guy from the NHL that took about an hour and a half. And then Ted saw his ties flying all over the place. First thing Jeter does when he gets up, buttons his bottom thing so his tie doesn't go anywhere. The master of preparation and preparedness always comes through.
Wow, that was beautiful. That just brought a tear to my eye.
He looked at me like I was crazy. That was perfect from Harold Reynolds.
It was.
Mr. Harold. I love Harold Reynolds. Probably the best three in MLB is Greg Amslinger.
Oh, 100%.
Harold.
And Pedro.
And Pedro.
Yep.
I like Smoltz too. I like Smoltz too.
I do like Smoltz.
But he can't go in. Anti-vaxxer. Conservative motherfucker. it was great. Great Wednesday.
Yankees should have won that game too.
That was a another game the Yankees should have won.
But they didn't, unfortunately.
Gave us false hope again with Joey Gallo. Joey Gallo's can't win any. Can't win them all. Can't win any. Joey Gallo's two-run homer to tie at that game. Thought it was doing it for Jeter, too.
And they didn't. They just didn't do it. They must hate fucking Derek Jeter. Confirm. The Yankees hate Derek Jeter.
They must have. You see the picture of Jazz watching the speech? That was cool. That was cool. Larry Walker had a great speech too.
He did. Canadian fuck.
Larry was good. What's his name? Whoever did the guy that does who did the free agent stuff. It was a very good speech. Just took too long.
Yeah. The speech has got to be short and quick.
Jeter kept saying he had 15 minutes.
Really?
The NHL guy took like an hour. It was very boring.
Not even supposed to fucking be there.
No. Well, technically he's supposed to be. The guy's dead. He can't do it. And then Ted is a smart dude. Ted Simmons or Simmons. Mm-hmm. He was a smart dude. Good speech to start it off. Other than that.
David Ortiz on the ballot next year. The only interesting names in the ballot next year, David Ortiz and A-Rod.
No, A-Rod's not getting it. If A-Rod gets in, it's a Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens get in.
I think Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens should get in.
Well, I agree. Because even if without the steroids, they're fucking good.
100%.
I never have taken steroids.
Didn't need them.
Didn't need them. No, didn't. A-Rod did.
Yeah.
Jake Peavy's on that ballot, too.
Is he?
Yeah. Tim Lincecum.
Coco Crisp.
Tim Lincecum, too.
Yeah, it's a really shitty ballot other than...
If Tim Lincecum ever stayed healthy...
Oh, he would have been in.
Oh my God, Tim Lincecum had some dirty stuff.
Yeah, he did.
He had some.
He was fun to watch too.
Tim Lincecum had some freak dirty stuff. Let's name some of those guys on that ballot next year. I don't care if you have to go. What is it? 2022 Hall of Fame ballot baseball. Did they not have a Hall of Fame this year? Because of the COVID?
I don't know.
Because I didn't see anybody in 2022 and 2021. So you have Mark Teixeira, who I like, but not a first ballot Hall of Famer. You have Joe Namath,
Carl Crawford,
Prince Fielder,
Justin Morneau.
That's his first year. No way. I feel like Justin Morneau has been retired for like 12 years.
Yeah, he might have stopped playing for a while and not officially retired.
I feel like he's been retired for
PV.
Ever. Jimmy Rollins.
That's an interesting name.
That's an interesting. I don't think he's a first.
He's not going to get in. He's not. He might get in.
But I think he will get in the next 10 years. I think that's what they have, is 10 years on the ballot.
Yeah, but he's not a first ballot.
I don't think he's a first ballot. No, I do not think he's a first ballot. I do not. Prince Fielder as well is another guy I think will get in the next 10 years. Because of how like big he got baseball in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
AJ Brzezinski is a big, good name, too. Ryan Howard, too, is his first year.
Think he'll get in?
I think in 10 years he might. But he's not first ballot. I don't think he's first ballot. Next year's thing is weird. Like, I could see Todd Helton getting in next year.
Yeah. I can see Curt Schilling's got to get in next year.
If it doesn't, he's...
He's done. So is Bonds.
And Clemens.
Yeah, it's all their last years.
And Sammy Sosa.
Which is ridiculous because all three of those guys deserve to get in. I don't know if Sammy Sosa does.
Sammy Sosa does not deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. But I think the Larry Walker induction would help Todd Helton, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think that helps him. Because it gives, because
he's Larry like the first player that played most of his games at Coors that got in, right?
Yeah, and plus any analytics helped Larry.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think the analytics have done good things for Todd Helton as well. But there's nothing really special. Manny Ramirez, I don't think we'll ever get in.
No, he's not getting in. Ortiz
is just he doesn't make sense either, getting in the first ballot.
He might.
I think I 100% think he will get in the first ballot. I 100% think. I personally, he's connected still. He's connected to A-Rod and Manny Ramirez in a way that Red Sox fans don't like talking about.
Hey, man, never failed the test.
A-Rod never failed the test either, technically.
Yeah, but he admitted it.
Yeah, he's got the balls. Got the balls.
Which is surprising. A-Rod never admitted really it. Small.
Imagine he never admitted it.
I mean... He got suspended twice. He had to admit it.
He had to, right? I don't think he was part of that. No, he never wore the gold thong. Gino wore a gold thong once.
Did he?
Yeah. Jason Giambi used to do it, like, when he was in slumps.
You wear a gold thong?
Uh-huh. And I think Jeter asked him to use it once. I think he used it. I think. I don't know how true that is. I actually could have gotten a ball.
Now we're just spreading Derek Jeter slander here in the last couple minutes.
I don't think a gold thong is bad. It's gonna help him get out of it. It's like when baseball players say they gotta screw a fat girl, get out of a slump.
Okay, I think that's where we're gonna
get canceled.
Yeah, no, you're gonna get canceled. That's where we could end it. Oh. Thank you.